From that day on, George Angelfield took personal charge of his daughter. He fed her, bathed her, and the rest, moved her cot into his room in case she cried of loneliness in the night, fashioned a papoose so that he could take her riding, read to her business letters, the sports page, and romantic novels, and shared all his thoughts and plans with her. He behaved, in short, as though Isabel was a sensible, pleasant companion and not a wild and ignorant child. Perhaps it was her looks that made her father love her. Charlie, the neglected older child, 9 years Isabel's senior, was his father's son, a lumpen, pasty, carrot-top boy with heavy feet and a slow expression. But Isabel inherited her looks from both her parents. The ginger hair, shared by her father and brother, was burnished in the girl child to a rich, glossy auburn. In her, the pale Angelfield complexion was stretched over fine French bones. She had the better chin from the father's side and the better mouth from the mother's. She had Mathilde's slanting eyes and long lashes, but when they lifted, it was to reveal the astonishing emerald irises that were the emblem of the Angelfields. She was, physically at least, perfection itself. The household adapted to the unusual state of affairs. They lived with the unspoken agreement to behave as though it were entirely normal for a father to dote on his baby daughter. It was not to be considered unmanly, ungentlemanly, or ridiculous that he kept her constantly by him. But what about Charlie, the baby's brother? He was a slow-witted boy whose mind turned in circles around his few obsessions and preoccupations, but could not be prevailed upon to learn new ideas or think logically. He ignored the baby and welcomed the changes her arrival introduced to the household. Mama was gone, and Papa as good as, too busy with his little Isabel to concern himself with hysterical reports from housemaids about mice roasted with the Sunday joint or pins pressed by malicious hands deep into the soap. Charlie was free to do as he pleased, and what pleased him was removing floorboards at the top of the attic stairs and watching the housemaids tumble down and sprain their ankles.